We now begin the sixth perek of Maseches Yuma. This is Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. And the topic of the perek is the Seir HaMishtaleach, a.k.a. the Seir La'azazel, the scapegoat, as it's commonly referred. And the first Mishnah talks about the parameters and the relationship between the scapegoat, that Seir HaMishtaleach, and the Seir La'ashem, the one that's offered, as we saw in the previous perek. So the Mishnah here says, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. Regarding those two goats for Yom Kippur, the one Lashem and one Lazazel that is done in the Goril, in that little lottery, Mitzvasan Shiyu Shnehen Shavin Bemare Uvakoma Uvadamim. It's a mitzvah, meaning Lecharchila, not Bidi Evid, it's not Ma'akev. If one doesn't get this right, it's not going to make it not kosher. But ideally, these two goats should be similar in Mare, which literally means appearance, although the Mevarshim speak out, since it's really impossible to have two goats that are identical in terms of, you know, how they look, at least they have to be the same color. Uvakoma, koma is stature, so the same height. The two goats should be equally tall. And uvadamim, in the same value. That is to say, the cost, the intrinsic value, the market price of these two goats should be the same. Now, the reason for that is really learned out from Psukim, the verses in Vayikra Tezayin, it's really Pasuk Hey, Zayin, and Ches, 5, 7, and 8, refer to these goats as Shnei, two goats, Shnei Seirim. And since it could have just said Seirim, and that's always going to mean two, if it's plural, so then the word Shnei is Miyutar, it's superfluous. Since you have three superfluous uses of the word Shnei, we tell that these two goats have to be similar in these three dimensions. So that's what we're talking about over here. Mara, Koma, and Damim, color, height, and value. In addition, Uvelikichatan and their purchase, Ke'echad, must be done at once. That is to say, there has to be a single transaction which affects the acquisition of both goats simultaneously. This is based on another psukim, the word Yikach, which is singular. It says, Umeis Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim. So that suggests that it's a single acquisition, and therefore it has to be arranged that when the Beis Din or the Sanhedrin or the treasurer, the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, whoever is going to be in charge of this, does the acquisition of these two goats, he has to arrange it that a single acquisition purchases both simultaneously. And therefore, if you had two different sellers with, you know, two different owners of two different goats, then they would first hand it over to an intermediary. And then that intermediary would act as their shaliach to effect a single transaction to confer ownership to the gizbar, treasurer, whoever's in charge, they're making the acquisition. All of these things are only mitzvah, meaning they're only lechachila. But bidi eved, after the fact, if it wasn't done properly, these goats are still kosher. And we'll see some bidi eved as we go through the mission now. But the mission says it explicitly, v'afal pi she'ein shavin, even if the goats aren't quite the same in any or all these three dimensions, still kasherin, the two pair is still kosher for use in the lottery. And similarly, lakach echad hayom ve'echad l'machar, if one was purchased today and the other one was purchased tomorrow, which is lav dafka, meaning two different acquisitions that spread out over time, however much that time is, still kasherin, still the two goats are kosher for use in this process. Meis echad mehen, if one of the goats die, so now we're certainly in Bidyavid scenario. Imachlo Higril Mace, if the one that died prior to the Hagrala, the lottery, so then Yikach Zug Lesheni, one just acquires a second goat to be the counterpart to the one that's still alive. Just make a note to yourself, the word Zug here means like Ben Zug, meaning it's a counterpart, not a pair, but a single goat. And that's important because the next words of the Mishnah say, V'im Mishahigril Mace, if one of the goats die after the lottery has been performed and the goats have been assigned their identity, one to Hashem and one Lazazel, then Yavi Zug Acher, you have to bring a new pair of goats. Here the word Zug refers to a pair of goats as opposed to a single counterpart. So just make a note to yourself that the word Zug is used in two different contexts over here. So if after the Hagrala is done and you have identified the goats, one of them dies, you need to start from scratch, so to speak, bring now another pair of goats, V'yagril aleihem betchila. You do a new hagrilah on these two, a new lottery on these two. Now, the Kohen Gadol will now identify that, let's say we lost the goat Lashem, so to replace it. So now we're going to do a lottery with two new goats, and one of them will be identified as the new goat Lashem. And the Kohen Gadol will be specific about that, and he will identify and verbally state that this new goat is the one that's replacing the old one. And therefore, the Mishnah says, V'yomar, and he, the Kohen Gadol, will say, Imshel Shem Mes, if the one that died was the goat that was identified as the one Lashem, that would be the Chatas offered its blood, then he will say, Ze Sha'ala Alav Hagora Lashem, this goat on whom the lot fell to be to Hashem, Yiskayim Tachtav, it should exist in replacement of the original Lashem which died. V'im shel Azazel Meis, on the other hand, if the goat that died was one that had been identified as the one destined Azazel, Asir Meshaleach, so then the Kohen Gadol will say, Ze Sha'ala Lav Hagora LaAzazel, this new goat, which was identified as the goat LaAzazel, Yizkayim Tachtav, it will be the replacement of the old goat that died. The reason why we need to have two new goats, and we can't just have one new goat after the Hagora La has been done, is because both the goats to Hashem and to Azazel had to be identified based on a lottery process. So if we have the first goat, for argument's sake, that was identified to be Lashem, and the other one, Lazazel, died. So we can't just take a second goat from the goat market and say, this one's Lazazel, because that means it was identified without a Hagrilla process. So the Hagrilla process will require having two goats. So we have to get two new goats, that's why. And we'll identify this new one, one of those being the one Lazazel. Now that leads us to a new problem, which is now we have two goats, which we've called, let's say, Lashem, one from the first pair, one from the second pair. So now what do we do? So the Mishnah says, V'hasheni, the second goat that wasn't the replacement, the second goat, Yira ad shistaev, that second goat, it grazes, meaning it goes out to pasture, ad shistaev, until it gets a blemish, at which point then it can be deconsecrated because it can't be brought as a korban anymore, and therefore the Mishnah says v'macher. So then you'll sell the goat that got the blemish, that second goat, and then that second goat which is sold, the kedusha will transfer from the goat onto the coins, and v'yiplu damav l'nadava, and then we take that money and we put it towards keitz mizbeach. That's to say, we purchase it for communal holy burnt offerings, which are brought in the mizbeach. When the altar is idle. Now, we still haven't identified, when I said the second goat, we actually haven't identified which of the two goats is called the second goat, which is left to graze until it gets a blemish. So that actually is a machlokas amoraim. The halacha is like the Amora Rav, who holds that we essentially mix and match. We'll take the first goat that was identified as, say, Lashem, and that one will be the one Lashem, and the second goat of the pair, which is identified to be Lazazel, that will be the Fazazel, and then the second goat, which is called Lashem, that's the one that will go to pasture until it gets a mum. The reason why is because Rav holds that just because an animal was temporarily, pushed aside, just temporarily, suspended, that's not going to be a reason why it can't be reinstated afterwards. On the other hand, and that's the halacha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan holds that once an animal has been nidche, it's been pushed aside even temporarily, it can never be offered as a korban. And that being the case, the first goat will never be able to be used, and it'll have to go to graze, and there won't be a mix and match, if you will. It'll be that second pair, both of the two goats of the pair, will be the one that will be brought to Lashem and Lazazel. And when the Mishnah says Hasheni, the second one is put out to pasture until it gets a mum, we're referring to really the first goat that was identified, which is being left behind. So that's that. Now, again, the halacha is like Rav, that we sort of do one from the old and one from the new, and the reason why is because since the goat that was temporarily nidche, pushed aside, can be brought back in to the story, it's preferable to use the first one to the second one. First, why not go first? Which is, it gets a priority over the second one. Now, why are we letting it graze until it gets a mum? Because She'en chatas tzibur mesa. Now, what these words mean, it's referring to something a little off the page, is that there's a halacha l'moshe mesinai, a principle which is that under certain scenarios, if a chatas, a sin offering, can't be offered, and there are actually five scenarios where this would be the case, so then it can't be deconsecrated because it's got the kedusha of a chatas, but it can't be brought because, let's say, its owners are dead, or let's say another animal is brought in its place, which is kind of like the scenario we have over here. So then the Mishnah Temura says it's left to die, and actually just basically it's just put in a room until it dies. So our Tana here says that our scenario, our Mishnah, where it's a communal sin offering, that animal isn't left to die. Even if it can't be brought as an offering, it's not left to die. Rather, it's left to graze till it gets a blemish, and then it's redeemed. That will be the din. That's the halacha. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda holds tamus. Rabbi Yehuda says it actually is put to die, meaning he holds that on that list of five chataos, sin offerings that are left to die if they can't be brought, so one of them is the animal which had another animal brought in its place, and that it also includes a communal sin offering like we have over here. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on two points. The first point he has is he says, yes, this animal must actually be left to die, as opposed to wait until it gets a mum, a blemish, then it's redeemed. Now, the second thing that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once an animal is nidche, it can never come back, like the Amora, Rabbi Yochanan. And that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the one that's left to die is the first one that was identified from the first set that's still alive, not the second one, and no mixing and matching. Now the Mishnah continues on to say, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, consequently to what I just explained, Nishpach Hadam, if you have it just not a mix-up, or not, you have two goats like originally you're supposed to, but you spill the blood of the one that's Lashem, so then you'll have to get a new goat, like we said in the previous Mishnah, and that means you need to get shecht a new goat, and you can't shecht a new goat without first calling it Lashem, and calling it Lashem requires a pair of goats, and therefore you use the second pair, both as the Lashem goat, as well as the new goat as the Seir Mishtaleach, meaning your old goat, which was identified as the Seir Mishtaleach, also now has to be left to die. That's what it says here, Nishpach Hadam, the Kohen Gadol spills the blood of the Lashem somewhere in the process, you'll need new blood, and therefore Yamus HaMishtaleach, the originally identified Seir Mishtaleach, which was part of the blood that was the counterpart to the goat whose blood was spilled, that Seir Mishtaleach is left to die, and now you have to get two new goats again. Mesa Mishtaleach, on the flip side, if the Seir Mishtaleach dies, so then Yishafech Hadam, you have to spill the blood and start again. Now, the reason for that is not for anything I said up to now. There's a separate din all to itself, based on a pasuk, that the while you're doing the blood avodah for the Lashem, the Seir Mishtaleach has to be alive. That's because the pasuk says, basically explicitly, it says, this is Vayikra Tezayin Pasuk Yud, 16:10, V'Seir Asher Allah Alav HaGora La'Azazel, the Seir Mishtaleach that's being called the one, identified as the one to Azazel, Ya'amad Chai, it has to stand alive, Lifnei Hashem, L'chaper alav l'shalach oso l'azazel hamidbara. So since it says that goat has to stand alive, we understand it has to be alive during the entire blood avoda. If it dies in the interim, so then the blood avoda is no good. We have to start from scratch getting two new goats. And so therefore, if the Seir Mishtaleach dies while we're waiting to finish the blood avoda, so then Yishapech Adam, we dispose of the blood and we start again getting new blood with the new Seir Mishtaleach, who will stand by as his counterpart, to be alive to fulfill that pasuk. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the Tana Kama, and like I said before, like Rav, that will use a mix and match because it's just because temporarily nidcha, it's not permanently nidcha, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who the halacha does not follow.